Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning, October the 30th, 2023, last Monday in the month of October, only 2 days left, and I guess we could call this Halloween Eve. 20 minutes past the hour, and by the way, it's looking like we're going to have record low temperatures today, 42 degrees and cloudy skies right now in the Marion area. We went from record high temperatures last Monday and Tuesday to record low temperatures this Monday and Tuesday, and it looks like this cold weather is going to be sticking around. And I do believe we have a freeze warning in effect for the next 24 hours. But it is Halloween Eve, and we are going to kick this off in a big way because, as many of you know, who tuned in on Friday morning, we started the morning Friday talking with our good friend here at the station for nearly two decades now, OSU superfan Buckeye Guy, who was getting ready to make the trek to Wisconsin for the big game Saturday night between the Ohio State Buckeyes and the Wisconsin Badgers. Well, we now know that the Ohio State Buckeyes did prevail 24-10 over the Wisconsin Badgers in Wisconsin. Buckeye Guy has made it back to the Buckeye State, and we're so glad to have him here live on this Halloween Eve, Monday morning, to recount his trip and what happened at the game on Saturday night in the Cheese State. Buckeye Guy, how are you?
Oh, Scott Spears, I'm telling you, it's so spooky in Wisconsin. Glad to be back in the great state of Ohio.
Now, it is quite a trek to go to Wisconsin and back. Any stories from the trip itself?
Oh, absolutely, man. You got to get on the road. You got to hit the road early. You got to put, you know, hey, and you have to drive the speed limit. There's plenty of places to stop. There's good eat along the way.
now, where did Buckeye Guy stop on the way to and from Wisconsin this past weekend?
I always try to stay with the tried and true places. When I see signs with McDonald's, I want to stop. I see signs with Burger King, I want to stop. Because the mom and pop places, no telling what they're serving.
You got, it's kind of mystery meat sometimes at those places.
It's mystery meat. I'm telling you, I'm like, no, I'm going to pull in here and get a double, a surprise, and a Diet Coke and get out of here.
Now, when you got to the stadium on Saturday, about what time did you get there and what was the mood?
Camp Randall is such a place. Now, you got to remember, Scott, it was a 6:30 game in Wisconsin because of Central Savings Time. I pulled up to the stadium, around 12 noon to get a good spot because it's such a small town. There's not parking facilities like it here is at The Ohio State University. And, you know, people are parking in their yards, you know, in their backyards, and wherever, in their driveways. So you've got to get there early to get a good spot.
Now, as you get there and get in the stadium, what is the feeling? Are the Wisconsin Badgers, are they ready to go? Is former Ohio State coach Luke Fickell, is he ready to put it on Ohio State on Saturday night?
Listen, man, I got to say, they've got some of the best brats in Wisconsin that you'll ever find. And yes, that was the feeling. So they opened the doors to the stadium 2 hours prior. The lines are still out the back doors just trying to get in and get your seat. And Luke Fickell has done a good job down there as far as the in-game response that they have. And don't forget, the jump around going into the fourth quarter is always something. Like we talked about on Friday, this is no cakewalk in Madison, Wisconsin. Camp Randall was ready for the Ohio State University. Camp Randall and the Wisconsin Badgers were ready. They were going to do exactly what their coaches coached them up to do, and they put up a good fight.
Now, what was the reception to Buckeye Guy from the fans in Wisconsin?
I've been going down here 25 years or so. I've seen one of the old guys. He looks like he's a person that's been with the program 25, 30 years. We wouldn't shook hands, and the fans just start clapping because Buckeye Guy knows not only the players, but he knows the faculty down there as well. I've been down there for years. I made sure to go out and make myself available to the Wisconsin fans as well because they know Buckeye Guy, and Buckeye Guy has had great times down there as well.
Mm. Now, the game ended up 24-10, Ohio State. Ohio State did very well, scoring in each of the four quarters. Take us through the game. What were the pivotal moments for you?
Here's the pivotal moment. The Ohio State University had trouble on third down. You watched the game, Scott. It was 3rd and 5, no good. 3rd and 6, no good. 3rd and 8, no good. What happened was we weren't getting the push that we needed on first down. If you get 4 to 6 yards on first down, that gives you 2 downs to get only at least 5 yards. We weren't getting any. They were stuffing us. Their defensive is Wisconsin's on first down. And we had some missed balls. You know, we had some missed receivers. But Marvin Harrison Jr. has been a bright light for the offense.
Now, Wisconsin was held at 10. How was that able to be done? Because they're a tough team.
Oh, they can run. They can really run. And they've always put their offensive linemen in the pros and their running backs. I'm telling you, man, those guys were pounding. It was pounding ground. It was a physical game. It was a great game, and the Buckeyes prevailed. Their audience, their crowd, was into it each and every second until it was out of reach.
Now, we are heading into November. The next Ohio State game will be in November. We have 1 month left of regular season games. What does this game foreshadow or predict what will happen in the next month?
Okay, first and foremost, in 7 days, we'll have to be in the birthplace of college football, Piscataway, New Jersey, home of the Rutgers Knights. So we're excited about that. That's one heck of a trip that you really got to take one time. It's a super fan bucket list. And, of course, I've been there a couple times. This will be my third. Every time Rutgers scores, they've got an old cannon that they sound off. And I didn't know the actual ritual at first. And the cannon went off, and it sounded like a cannon.
You thought war had been started right there in New Jersey.
Didn't know what was going on. Everybody had their Patriot outfits on. They had the old long cannon with the two wheels, you know, just like old times. And they scored a field goal. And I said, oh, boy. Brutus fell dead, looked like. It was something, man. But, no, what a great trip to go down there and drive in those historic places. These are some of the times that you really look back on in your life and say, you've had a great run.
Then we have 2 home games and then the trip up to Ann Arbor for Michigan. What do the 2 home games look like? And then, of course, the big one with Michigan in Ann Arbor.
The Michigan State game and the Minnesota game is going to be pivotal because what happens, Scott, any 17 to 21-year-old is going to look past those teams to get to the school up north. You've got to do the coaching and to allow them never, ever look past Rutgers. Greg Schiano was a coach here, and now he's the head coach at Rutgers. He knows some of the plays. He knows what we do. He knows our tendencies. So we can't look past the Rutgers Knights. Obviously, Michigan State is in disarray. But in Minnesota, they've got their coach down there, and they're rowing the boat. So we've got a stretch, just like you said, in the month of November that makes your team remember.
Now, Buckeye Guy, tomorrow is Halloween. Does Buckeye Guy do anything special for the big scary day coming up tomorrow night?
I'm going to make sure to get out the old blow-ups right now today. Get out here. Like you said, it's record cold here in the Buckeye State. But, yes, we are going to make sure that the kiddos come by, and we're going to give out candies and wish everybody a great, great Halloween. I want to thank you once again for having the Buckeye Guy on your show. What a great, great pleasure it is to be here with Scott Spear.
It always is. I'm sure we'll talk again very soon. Happy Halloween, and we'll talk again soon, Buckeye Guy. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott Spears. Go Buck.
All right, the one and only Buckeye Guy with the wrap-up of Saturday's game. The Ohio State Buckeyes defeat the Wisconsin Badgers 24-10. All right, if anybody has anything to say in regard to that, give us a buzz here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. I would love to talk with you. Now, we've got lots to talk about here this morning, just in general. So let's run this down, because this is tonight, by the way. We've been talking about this for quite some time, but it is tonight. The night has come. Kids Night Out at the Kroger, Marion Mount Gilead Road, October 30th from 4 to 6 p.m. Come join them for some free activities and treats. They'll have stations set up all around the store for kids to enjoy. Treats are subject to change, and this will be depending on the number of kids they have. It is Kids Night Out at the Kroger, Marion Mount Gilead Road, tonight, October 30th, from 4 until 6 p.m. Dinner with the Presidents is coming up on Saturday, November 4th, 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. That's this coming Saturday. Again, I don't know if there are any ticket possibilities left here. You would have to call the Historical Society at 740-387-4255, but the event will take place at All Occasions Catering and Banquet Facility, 6989 Waldo, Delaware Road. So that's where you'd want to call, but it's Dinner with the Presidents coming up this Saturday, November the 4th. So there's that. And, you know, I enjoy that event, to be honest with you. And, again, I've been lucky enough to be invited again this year. And I think I have a do you say date? I don't even know what you say anymore. A good partner in crime that night. Let's say that. I did not get a chance to go to this last year, and I don't remember why. It was in November, and I cannot remember why I did not make the event last year, but I didn't. And the year before that, I think I was there. But this year will definitely be good company and a good event. So I look forward to that on Saturday coming right up. We have a new announcement here. Lee Street Presbyterian Church's annual bazaar, 455 Lee Street, Saturday, November 11th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Lunch served from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. A large selection of baked goods, homemade candles, popcorn, balls, decorations, gifts, crafts, and miscellaneous items will be for sale. Lunch menu, shredded chicken sandwiches, hot dogs, chili, other soups to be determined, desserts, and beverages. Come and enjoy, and they thank you for the support. That's the Lee Street Presbyterian Church's annual bazaar, 455 Lee Street, Saturday, November the 11th, 2 weeks away, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., lunch served from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. I love a good bazaar. I love a good event where you can go and find things, a lot of things for the upcoming holidays, which are just right around the corner, and maybe find something for yourself, some kind of decorations. Who in the world knows? All right. Again, phone lines are open here on this Monday morning, 740-751-4038. Okay, let's run down the list of things to talk about here. Kind of our list of things that we talk about quite a bit here. First of all, I want to thank Bob Welsh and Eric for coming in on Friday with the pumpkin pizza and the sugar cookie pizza and the new book that Bob has written. I appreciate all that, and we had a great time on Friday, I guess morning, afternoon, whatever you would call it. So, Bob, thanks so much for that, and I guess coming up on Thanksgiving Eve, November 22nd, we will have our big Thanksgiving tradition. 2 years ago, it was the turkey pizza. Last year, it was the pumpkin pie pizza. This year, will it be cranberry pizza? Will it be a return of the pumpkin pie pizza? We don't know, but tune in the day before Thanksgiving, November 22nd, to find all of that out. We look forward to that. And then, of course, we have our big holiday pizza. Also, on that day, November 22nd, we are going to do our signings for the Upper Crust Society. Now, right now, the members of the Upper Crust Society, myself, Buckeye Guy, Mary Ellen Withrow, and George Kasotis. This year, we haven't decided on anything, but we threw several names out on Friday. Does anybody have any names that they feel should be in the Upper Crust Society? If you do, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. We're going to try to keep this at three. We're going to see how that goes. We're going to try to keep the list at three this year, as we did last year. And we also decided on Friday that we are going to allow people posthumously, people who have died, to be inducted into the club. So that'll be a whole new thing this year, a whole new ripple in the Upper Crust Society. So who do you think should go in there with the four of us? It's becoming quite a thing. 740-751-4038. 740-751-4038. Also, the third year we've done that. And that will continue on. Now, let's see. What else do we have here? Well, I still have no succulent. It's getting bleaker and bleaker. Not much more to say than I just don't have a succulent. You know, my house is succulent-free at this point. I have not ordered my gift yet, but, you know, I will tell you why I have not ordered my gift. It doesn't have anything really to do with anything all that dramatic, but I'll tell you why that hasn't happened yet. Election night coverage is coming up very soon, a week from tomorrow, a matter of fact, November the 7th, and boy, oh boy, it's going to be a night. We're going to go on the air live at 7:15 and not go off the air until all the votes have been counted. And that could be a lot of votes on that night. It's going to be Sean Kraft, Terry Tackett, myself, Carrington Nelson in the studio. We are going to have possibly also some special guests in the studio. You'll have to stay tuned for that. Pastor Craig will be at Republican headquarters, Matt Morgan at the Board of Elections, and Linda Sims at Democratic headquarters. Oh, and Glenn Coble will also be in the studio that night. So we've got a lot going on election night. You are not going to want to miss. And a phone call from Bill Collins, whether he wins or loses his bid for mayor. So we're looking for that. November the 7th, 7:15 is when we will start. Now, speaking of that big election, I was reading an article this morning, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, but this might be a telltale sign of what's going on coming up in on election night on the 7th. With less than a week left to vote early, officials are seeing an increase in turnout and expect the number of in-person voters and mail-in ballots to rise before the November 7th election. As of October 24th, Melanie Amato, Director of Communications for the Secretary of State's office, said there have been more than 200,000 in-person early voters, which is up from the 192,000 in-person voters at this time ahead of the August special election. For comparison, the August special election saw nearly 642,000 Ohioans vote early. So think about that. 8 days left to go, and we are about 8,000 voters above what we were for that August special election, which turned out about 12,000 people in Marion And already 200,000 voters have voted in Ohio. And we still have 8 days left to go. And last time, in the early election, in special election in August, 642,000 people voted. So that's going to be a telltale sign. Does that mean anything to anybody in regard to the big election coming up on November the 7th? 740-751-4038. You know, a lot's riding on this because we have, of course, the two big state issues, the recreational use of marijuana, abortion is on the ballot, and then we have several things locally here that are very important to a lot of people. Of course, we have the mayoral race, and we have a lot of city council positions up for grabs. We have the River Valley levies, both of them up for grabs. So a lot going on here, and voter turnout looks like it is up. I don't know if this will help or hurt any of those things, but that's where we're headed right now. 200,000 people have already voted early, and it was only 192,000 at this time back in August. So that's where we are with early voting. Now, I hope you had a chance to listen to the Friday night program last week. With Matt and Sean. Carrington was in New York last week, so she was not with us. But Matt and Sean were there. And I will tell you, that was one of the most entertaining shows I think we have had in quite some time. We did an hour, and it was totally unexpected, which most things on that show are unexpected, not planned. We did basically a whole hour on, what would you call it, phrases and words that kids use today. I'm trying to think of some of them. Bussin' was one of the words. What else did we have? Vibe. I think was one of the words. Whack. A show being whack. We talked about that. So many funny. It was just a fun time to do that last week, and we had a lot of fun with it. So, did anybody enjoy that Friday show? We had a lot of fun with that, talking about things that people say, words that people say, I guess is a big part of it. And we learned a lot on Friday night. I was trying to think of the word that we used for good. Like if you were doing a good show. I know whack is bad. Whack is a bad show. You can't say it's a bussin' show. I guess bussin' is an item. You know, I'm trying to remember. I don't. Oh, boy. I'll tell you, things that flow out of your head very quickly after a show. In any event, it was a fun show on Friday night, and I hope you had a chance to listen. We certainly had a lot of fun bringing you that show on Friday. And if you have anything to say about that, again, phone lines are open or anything else we're talking about here. Early voting being up in the state of Ohio, we know that. Our election night coverage coming up. Anybody have anything to say in regard to the Upper Crust Society? Phone lines are open here this morning, 43 minutes past the hour, or the Ohio State game on Saturday, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And remember, Halloween events are taking place. Okay. Let's see here. What else did I want to do this morning? Oh, well, you know, I'll tell you, the big story over the weekend. With all the other big stories going on in the world, I mean, we've been talking politics for a long time, trying to get a Speaker of the House. Certainly what's going on over in Israel and Palestine has been a big story. Certainly here locally, we have had the whole issue with the auditor and city council people and so on and so forth. But nationally, over the weekend, the death of Matthew Perry at the age of 54, I was never a huge fan of Friends, to be honest with you. I did not watch it in great detail. I was around somebody quite a bit at one point who was a really big fan of that show, but I know it had a following. And to be dead at 54 years old, it seemed like this just took precedent over everything this past weekend. I mean, it was on all the news reports yesterday. And when he was found dead on Saturday, it was just all over all social media, internet sites. They broke into news broadcasts to announce it. It was quite something. And I mean, I think partially, number one, he'd been in a lot of movies. He'd been in the hit show Friends. But to die at 54. And apparently, allegedly, from a drowning in a jacuzzi. Now, I say that to say this, that apparently, we don't, I guess a toxicology report does have to be done. And I guess one of the reasons for this is that Matthew Perry had documented, actually in a book that came out last year, that he had been to rehab several times. He had been to detox several times. He had issues with substances that you should not be using. And, you know, hopefully that had nothing to do with his untimely death at the age of 54. I guess we will find out as we go on down the road. But certainly was a big story this past weekend. Does anybody have anything to say about that, the death of Matthew Perry at the age of 54? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Doesn't it make you think about the fragility of life? You know, when something like this happens, that's always what I think about. I always think about how fragile life really is. Because, I mean, this man was 54. I'm sure when he got up on Saturday morning, he never dreamed that would be his last day here. Had no diseases that he was dying of, nothing like that. And here he is gone. Certainly on Friday morning, we did not think we'd be talking about this on Monday morning. So it's just the fragility of life. I mean, you every day could be your last, and you've really got to get it right. Or get it as close you can to as right in your life. And it just, you know, it made me think of a lot of things. Because, again, I was not a huge Matthew Perry fan. I don't think I've ever seen any of his movies. I have seen Friends, but certainly was not a big fan of it. But it made me think of how many people are wasting time in life doing things that they really shouldn't be doing. You know, we have a lot of fun on this station making fun of people's marriages, and I don't even know really that we're making fun. It's true that people have been married several times, but I think we just it's sometimes a light thing to talk about, and decisions that people make throughout their life when it comes to personal things, private things. And I think on the whole, what this basically says is that people, you know, it's like I always say, when I see somebody go on social media and thank people, I always know that's a sign of disaster. Now, people are going to say, well, Scott, you go on social media and thank people. Well, yes, I do. Now, the people who I go on social media and thank are usually 99% of the time people who I am doing programming with. And the reason I do that, even if they are a part of my personal life, the reason I'm putting them on social media and thanking them is to promote the programs. You've got to promote programs so people will see them and watch them and hopefully like them. That's why I do it. When people do it in regard to their personal life, I'm not sure why they do it. I assume the people in their life know that they like them and appreciate them. So I'm not sure why you do that. Tell everybody else that you like them and appreciate them, I guess. Do they need that kind of reassurance that you have to do it in public, I guess? I don't know. I just don't really understand that. I've never really understood that. And There you go. Well, I guess the other thing I think of is that on the long haul, I think about a year ago. I guess that's what it really made me think about. Because there have been so many changes in the last year. I mean, we've brought in a lot of new people on here in the station. Carrington and Matt and Sean has come back quite a bit in the last year. And Pastor Craig is back with us. He was not with us at this time last year. And I think what a great thing to have these positive people who show up and they're fun and they're enjoyable. And I think they just make things better. And I look at last year where we were, and I think, you know what? Things were not the best. They were okay. I mean, they weren't terrible. But the people around at that time were not exactly the sharpest knives in the drawer. They weren't exactly the most positive people in the world. Let's put it that way. And I guess it takes a long time to realize that people like that do bring you down. They do weigh you down. And I think it's just their personality. I don't know that you can do anything about that. I think they're that way forever. They can put on a good show, but I just think they're that way forever. Caused by trauma, I think, in their life. You can't. We talked about this last week. You can't get over trauma. And it all comes back to Matthew Perry, because clearly in his life he had some serious traumas. And it's sad that it all ended that way on Saturday in a jacuzzi at the age of 54. So there's always a better day, I guess, is the moral of this story, is that no matter how bad things are at the time, no matter how maybe unhappy you are with things at the time, things can get better. You just have to get certain people away from you. And I think that it's hard to do that sometimes, but certainly does end up for the better. Or ended up, in my case, for the better. Let's put it that way. Okay. Let's move. We got to work on your own problems, though, first. That's the key. You got to work on your own problems first. Okay. What else do we have here to say this morning? Oh, well, I'll say this. Lot of big things going on here in regard to the station, and you're going to see that over the next 2 weeks. I don't want to get into that quite yet because we're not finished, but boy, oh boy, I had a lot of help this past weekend from Sean and Matt, or Mike and Matt, who really helped out with things that needed to be done to make these changes happen. I think these changes are going to be for the positive, and I think that it's going to be a really, really exciting period over the next 2 weeks. So stay tuned as we make all these announcements and see where we're going from here. But a lot of fun stuff going on. It's, you know, when things change, it's just change, I think, can be positive all the way around. Not that things are bad, but things can always be better. So we're happy to see that things are going in that way. And what that makes me want to do this morning, I was thinking back of all the years, nearly a decade now, a decade coming up in June that we have been on the air here at WGH Talk. And it just made me think back to everybody who has played a part in the continuation of this station, and which we will continue on at this point. And I think to Terry and Sean and Adam and Carrington and Matt and Linda and Pastor Craig and Pastor Whitaker and Paul Savage, who was here in the beginning of the station, and Pastor Brett Cornelius, who was here for a while, and Sober Joe and Weasel Boy, and Ed McCants was here for a while. Satch Sullinger was here for a while. Boy, I'm going to forget names I know here as I'm running down this list. But people who have been around and have come and have gone and done things on this station and done programs that certainly meant a lot to us. And I think that particular group that I just rattled off, Marianne Michaels, even if they're not, Marge Hazlett, how'd I forget Marge Hazlett, Nan Weir, Fran Vall was here for a while, Phil Reed was here for a while. And I think back to those people, and I think everybody played a part in making the station, Ted Williams, a better place to be. And I certainly cannot thank them enough. And then we've had our regular guests who have participated over the years, like Buckeye Guy, who have done things for us on a regular basis. Mary Ellen Withrow certainly would fall into that particular category. And what a congregation of people this has really been. So I thank all of those people, because all of those people made this station what it is and continue to make it a tremendous success and one of the most fun groups to be around. So I certainly appreciate that. All right, 740-751-4038, about 5 minutes left in this particular segment. If there's anything on your mind, October 30th, 2023, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If there's anything on your mind, we've got about 5 minutes left before the top of the hour here. But, again, a lot of positive things going on here at WGH Talk, and we will make those announcements as time permits and warrants in the next couple weeks. But you're going to see a lot of things positive things, and we all look forward to that. Again, I think it's just a matter of sending out the, I don't want to say bad. It's not bad. It's not sending out the bad influences. It's just maybe it's more not positive influences. You know, really things and people that are kind of, they're just showing up. They're not really adding any specific purpose to anything. And I think those people, unfortunately, are that way all throughout their life. And maybe one day they'll get better. We hope. They're not always that way. Maybe they could see a therapist. I think that would help out. I think if we could get those people to therapist, kind of like that vampire on the front page of the Marian Star, if we could just get these people and the vampire to a good therapist, I think we would all be better off. I think society would be better off on the whole. If we were, oh, Glenn Coble, I forgot it. And Mike Wilson, who was here for a while, Glenn Coble and Mike Wilson. The names keep coming to me as I think of the people who have been here over the years. But all positive influences on this particular station. And if I forgot anybody, I apologize. But they have all shown up, done good things, been a part of the team, and that's why we're still here a decade later. So, there you go. With 3 minutes left, under three, 2 minutes now left to go here in this hour, we'd be glad to hear from you. But again, don't forget, we've got all kinds of big stuff coming up in the next 2 weeks. Very, very, very positive stuff. A whole new kind of horizon, I guess. And it's fun to mess around with new things. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And, of course, you, the listeners. Highly unlikely we would get together to do this without you, the listening audience. So, of course, the listeners of this station are highly, highly important. I always think of you as being part of the show, calling in, letting us know what's on your mind, giving us updates to things that are going on in the community. Without the listeners, we would not be around. Don't forget, coming up The 7th, election coverage, November the 7th, starting at 7:15 p.m. We won't go off the air until it's all over. Linda Sims at Democratic headquarters, Matt Morgan at the Board of Elections, Pastor Craig at Republican headquarters, myself, Carrington Nelson, Sean Kraft, Terry Tackett, Glenn Coble, all live in the studio, a special call-in from Bill Collins that night, and possibly two more people in the studio who will make that event a big, big night. And also possibly some more call-ins in people in the studio as well. It certainly is going to be a big night, and we cannot wait for November 7th to see how it all shakes out. Issue 1, Issue 2, all of our local elections, the levies out in River Valley. It's going to be a night. November 7th, starting at 7:15 p.m., here on WGH. All right, we're coming up on the break, back in 15 minutes.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. What do you? How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not. And then you consider the source.
I just
made up that answer.
Then onward and upward. I like
it. I mean, you're always a little bit miffed, of course, because everyone